When I heard about the latest goings-on in San Francisco around the hornblower company's hiring of non-union labor on the waterfront, I felt like I was in the movie Back to the Future. It seemed like 75 years ago. Apparently, ILWU Local 10 member Jack Heyman felt the same, as shown by something he wrote in that I quote, "Is San Francisco still a union town? For the first time since the 1934 maritime strike, a non-union maritime company has begun operating on the Embarcadero. Hornblower Cruises and Events, owned by Terry McRae, was awarded a 10-year contract by the National Park Service last year to provide ferry service to Alcatraz Island. Some 50 workers represented by the Island Boatmen's Union, IBU, and the Masters, Mates, and Pilots Union, MMP, with decent working conditions, wages, and family health insurance, lost their jobs. They've been picketing at Pier 33 on the Embarcadero for the past 2 months as McRae refuses to negotiate." That's Jack Heyman, ILWU Local 10. I also have to ask, is San Francisco still a union town? Union people should be up in arms about this attack on union brothers of the IBU and MMP and raise with their members and leaders ways to support them both on and off the picket line. As always, the ILWU is leading the way by voting on shutting down ports in the Bay Area in solidarity. An injury to one is an injury to all. Build the struggle. Thank you. On the move, from Death Row, this is Mumia Abu Jamal.